A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Those in Simpsonville and texters around the world, text in. Is there like, we know now about the UFC. See, it's just like the Illuminati. We knew, we now see it.
Yeah.
I never knew what the upside down pineapple was. I enjoyed the cake. Mm-hmm. And also now I'm starting to wonder, was my grandma a swinger? Because that was her best dessert.
Yeah, that was good. If she could make it.
Mm. What was the point of an upside down pineapple cake? Oh my God.
You know she was.
First it was pandas and now it's this.
I can't.
Upside down pineapple. Okay. Yep. Wow. Oh, yes.
Any gay bars in Chattanooga that you want us to work in? Reference to?
Right.
I'm not writing that down.
I saw they just had a Playboy Club back in the day. I was looking at pictures of that place.
Chattanooga?
Yeah.
Was it an official Playboy Club?
Oh, yeah.
Or, oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah. Wonder what that was about. I mean, no offense, Chattanooga, I love you. But that's like saying we're going to build a new Walt Disney World in Greenville.
Yeah, like how did that, like who started it? What was like their stuff going on in there?
Oh, God, yes.
Did Hugh Hefner ever come over there?
Well, he may have visited.
Good deal.
I said it was built in 72 by some guy named Billy Hull.
Hey, Billy.
It had a Playboy bunny-shaped pool.
Of course.
Tiki decor. It was designed for lavish parties. It was called the Swingers Club, like, you know, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But it was demolished in 2014.
Demolished. They're hiding our history from us.
People vandalized it too much.
They probably did that out of health concerns. It was probably employees from Hustler.
Uh-huh. They got jealous.
Oh my God. Hey, it's Hustler. Hey, what's up, gallery? Listen, I'm patching in a long-distance call. Oi, are you there?
It's We. The name of my magazine is We. It's not Oi.
Oi.
We want to go in together.
Oi, May.
And go to war against Hefner. Now, we don't want to go all the way to California, but we found out there's one in Chattanooga.
Dude, they say the guy that built it got arrested for plotting the death of his wife's lover. What the hell?
Man.
This is a depressing day.
People in Chattanooga are like, you guys have never heard of this before? Here it is on March 0th, 2026, and you...
Where have you been?
Didn't realize that was going on. What next thing you know, there was going to be a... Is there a Hustler Club in Hendersonville? Now I'm wondering.
Yeah, this place...
Club Hustler.
It's near the pancake place in Hendersonville.
Oh, yeah.
Bear City Page.
Hey,
gosh, my
yeah, I thought, I don't have any manners.
That wasn't even a burp.
Forgive me.
I think you should fight to have him call. That was great. That was great. That wasn't even a burp. That wasn't
it's
even
like
a burp.
Somebody vomited on their microphone.
Yeah. Oh, this place got graffitied real bad. Like, it is tagged.
Like, tagged with, like gang symbols? Are there gangs in Chattanooga? And then the other part of
are.
That.
Maybe it was it just like a drug den.
Like ding-a-lings or something?
What's this Trump in the pool? But the carpet was purple. Like, I bet this place back in the day.
Somebody spray painted Trump in the pool?
Yep. There's a big screen TV on the old one.
Oh, nice.
Guys, we can't go to Washington anymore. We're going to storm the Playboy Club.
Dude, I bet Edith was in this place a couple times at least.
Oh, Edith. Let me go ahead and get my phone screen open.
Oh, people were living here. Like, they were living in the pool. There's a couch and a TV in
all
the pool.
All right. Like squatters.
Yeah, squatters or a bunch
of
drugs.
I bet they were squatting on a lot of different things. Faces. Wow. Je ne tell ya.
Dang,
what up,
man.
We?
There aren't cool places like this anymore because they all get torn down for, you know, gentrification, as you said the other
day. Well, people got, I know I did that on purpose. People got to have somewhere to live. That's why they.
Evidently.
Dude, I'll tell you, I saw one of the, I wanted to video it, but I was like, some would, you know, video it and put it online, but some people would say, oh, you're shaming. And that wasn't the intent. So, and I should not give a damn too much. I care what people think, but at the same time, I don't want to do anything that could be seen as bad. But anyway, we have a place in downtown Greenville called Unity Park. And it's right there by the post office, the old post office.
It's got the tower. Big Wong.
Yeah. And
boy, that thing isn't pretty.
Right there in a little circle, a lot of, I assume, homeless people. It's directly across from the soup kitchen, and they're there with their buggies or shopping carts. And oh, Lord. Paige, you might not do headlines.
Okay. All right. This is more important.
Well.
Might have to take this one real quick.
I don't know. I don't know. Hold on, no. Hold on. Damn it.
What were you saying?
I don't know before that just
okay,
happened.
Well, this is great.
I want to hear from her.
I gave you a pen. Write it down.
Give me that orange juice back. You can't have
it. I'm going to have to Ralph it.
All right.
If you waited like 30 minutes, I'd probably give it back to you with more sugar in it than
ew.
It was before.
Say her name and she'll call in. Oh, it's Edith from Chattanooga. Hey, Edith.
Good morning.
Hey, are you the one that spray painted Trump in the Playboy Club pool?
Don't lie.
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. But it was called Paul Gray's Play Lake Club.
Play Lake.
Oh, that sounds better, uh-huh. Actually.
Yeah, and when I was 15, I looked like I was about 21, and I danced in the cages.
No way.
What?
No way.
15?
No way.
They hung up over the bar.
How did you get in? Did they? Well, I guess they didn't care, did they?
No. I knew Paul Gray.
Is he still living?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, I want to say good, because this I don't want him to, you know.
So what's the story of he tried to kill his wife's boyfriend? You know that story?
Well, yeah, and he should have.
God!
Oh,
Jesus,
my God.
Man. Of course, God. Edith, this is the day that wait a minute. Do you live stream us, Edith?
No.
Oh, regular radio?
Okay.
I
need to take care of business when business needs to be taken care of.
Just listen to, you know.
Right.
On the air.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, like, we're having some freaking great radio, but people can't listen to us.
Yeah.
Because it's stupid. Because the app's not working.
Stupid ass app.
Stupid thing sucks. It does, Edith. I know people in our building don't have control over it, but hell, I mean.
Well, somebody's got to.
Well, I don't know who does. I mean, the boss is on vacation.
did the cleaning crew come in there and accidentally hit one of the wires out of the thing?
Well, it's funny you say that. We did have a crew that ran the cleaning chair downstairs, but we had to let them go. The cleaning crew, Fat Boys ran into them before, and insurance didn't pay. But also,
it's called a garbage changing crew. We'll call it that.
Yeah. The trash people. That's awful.
Wow.
Edith, how did you know this guy when you met him when you were young?
I was real young, yeah.
So he just says, come dance in the club.
Wait a minute. Okay. Let's pace. Edith, what are you doing this morning?
I'm sitting here looking like this.
Shouldn't do that to me over the phone.
You go, pretty lady.
I want to pace this right now. This is all things considered going on in the world right now, I kind of want to take the gamble. Mm. This is wild. Okay, so time wise, where are we at in this?
We gotta take a break.
Okay, Edith, I'm writing down a bullet point.
Okay.
But I know she'll hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
When you were 15, you met. So when we come back, I want to find out where you met him and then how ultimately he asked you to come. All right, hold on, Edith. We're going to come right back. I want to find out more about this. Fat Boy said if there was a swingers club, they should have an upside-down pineapple door.
Great idea.
Starts to Googling swinger clubs and happens upon what we thought was called the Playboy Club in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I've jumped in on the research team as well.
Ooh.
It changed names like a lot of businesses do when they're doing things. And it started off originally as the Playmate Club. They had to change it because of infringement. They changed it to Play Lake, but it says here locals called it Play Late with a T.
Ooh. I like that.
And then Fat Boy says, I wonder if Edith, we're not supposed to play favorites. But if they allowed it to happen, I think, my top five.
I mean, how could you not? She's full of all kinds of stories.
And then she calls right in. And in fact, she did know the place, and she danced in the club at the age of 15 years young. Edith, welcome back.
Hey, baby.
Patience are a virtue, and you're a virtuosa.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey, darling.
Dang, okay. Man.
All right.
I don't know where this goes.
We also, Edith, we were talking in the background here about, and again, I do want to point this out too. We are, I wasn't told to say this, I think it's kind of appropriate. We are not trying to glamorize dancing in a club at the age of 15. But now, Edith's of age and is telling her story. I was saying, and I don't want to date you. I mean, not like being in a relationship with you. I'm actually in one now, but I meant try to guess your age. I would never do that. But I was trying to think, what would be playing in the background, and Fat Boy says, we should put up. So I went with Molly Hatchet, Flirting with the Disaster. Is that cool?
That's a great
one. That's cool.
Okay. All right. So 15 years, how did you meet the owner of the club, the infamous owner of the club that was at one point arrested for the murder plot of his wife? How did you?
I met him through another dear friend. who also had a business here.
If you want to say their first name only. Again, I don't mind blowing the lid or telling stories, but I also don't want to get fired.
He's still fighting. So I don't want to.
For his life?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay.
For the rest of his life in behind bars? Or,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Because the time frame of this was 70s, right? Mid-70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 1973-74.
Okay.
My gosh. Speaking of pools, I was still swimming around in my dad's.
Well, okay. One of the questions y'all were talking about, my parents did not know.
Okay, parents did not know. I'm going to write that down.
Oh,
but man. How did you meet the owner? You said through another business owner. What was that business? Yeah. Not the name, but what kind of business?
Wheeling and dealing in items.
Pawn shop?
No.
Drugs?
No. Oh, no. It was
I think it's
all
fair.
Legal. It was all legal back then.
Well, what, Jim Crow? I don't know. What?
Oh, it was just like diamonds and jewelry and...
Stolen goods.
Well, no. Well, yeah, probably.
Okay. So
dang, this is getting good.
Those people kind of, you know, maybe hang out in circles together. Okay, so... That guy, would you say that guy, did he talk to some of your other friends and maybe like he was the guy that's like, hey, nightclub owner, you need a diamond for your girl? Guess what? I've got some girls for your club.
No. I was the only friend at the time who actually had their backs, even at that age. But I look like I was 21. I mean, I... was 44 double D.
Jesus.
My what are you
hair
now?
Was gone to 38. Hey, awesome. When you lose weight, you lose it there first.
Well, when's it go to the side handles or love handles? Because, Lord God.
I thought there was going to be like a connection to where maybe you had an older boyfriend that was involved with the owner or the club somehow, and then that's how you came to be with the owner.
He was married.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, I knew there was something else.
Wow.
He was a dear friend.
So how did the guy approach you? Like, hey, did the guy know?
I approached him.
Okay. But did you ever lie about your age, or did he ever even ask?
I never lied about my age. He knew because I told him. I'm upfront and honest with everybody.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah,
I've always tried to be that way.
Right. Yeah.
So he was just like, you know, come to the club, dance for a little bit, and just like that was it for starters.
Oh yeah.
Did they?
He wanted to just see how I did and the reaction and everything. And
did they supply the string bikini, as you said?
Oh no, I had my own stored away.
Okay.
So are we talking about, like, when you first get there, are you doing this a couple times a week? Are you trying to – you got to sneak out and do it. Like, how was that working?
Yeah, where did you tell your parents you were going at night?
My girlfriend's house.
Dude, I told – man, think back to all the times we did that. Like, hey, I'm going over to I can't say any of my friends' names. They don't like when I say their names because they get a bunch of questions at work and stuff and their family members. But let's say Tony – hey, I'm going to spend a night at Tony's house. All right, Matthew. And I'm really going over to my girlfriend's house because her parents are out of town. She told them the same thing. She's staying over at Tony's. So, okay, you go. So you stay out all night long at 15 years old?
Yeah.
And then slept back into the house before they woke? Or?
Oh, I never come back home till I was supposed to. I'd spend in the night with a girlfriend.
Right. So what would you do once the club closed down? Do you just go to a diner and have breakfast at 15?
Uh-huh.
I mean, are you serious?
Waffle House there was always
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Waffle House and Crystals. Crystals was good if you were drinking.
What's up, Jack in the Box?
You were just socializing.
Sure.
So when you get there, you're 15 years old. Say you're doing this for a little bit. You got to be offered drugs at some point, right? Like, that's got to come into play.
No.
Oh, really?
No, it was completely hands off. Now, I smoked pot outside every night.
Yeah.
You know, and in the back room.
Oh. So you're naughty. So nothing, and this, you have to realize this too. You know, you're 15, so no one's going to judge you by any of this stuff. Because, I mean, hell, you know, at 15, you know, if they, you know, rich ladies came up and said, "Hey, fat ass, would you like to come
break dance for me?
Would
naked.
You like to break dance and swim in trunks on stage?" I would certainly have jumped all over that. And then they said, "Hey, we can take this to another level. Take you home to some of older women. They want to run the town on you." You know, I'd be like, "Okay."
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Women thought he was sexy.
Who is
back
it?
In the day? So Simply Red. Old Mick.
Yeah, I like him.
Old Mick Hucknall.
So we're not doing headlines here?
No, we'll do it at 9:00.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was under that impression.
I don't want to BF 9 o'clock headlines.
True.
30 yeah. minutes later.
Befriend.
I didn't want to befriend
him.
You know what? I didn't want to befuddle it because we would have befuddled it hard.
You know what? Befuddled has now, like, we've changed the BF in that, you know?
We did.
It's.
I don't know if Paige likes being befuddled, but.
Have you ever been befuddled before, Paige?
I don't know. Explain that to me.
You know,
just accidentally.
Well, so I mean, just mouthed to her what it stood for, and she quickly responds, accidentally.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what a pooch noodle is. So a pooch
accidentally.
Needle.
Accidentally.
Actually, it was an accident.
I accidentally.
Well, I can't say not that. Me.
Oh, I was about to say, how'd you get that confused? I was upside down.
I was married. Whoops.
Well, if you're befuddled when you're married, then you know, that's like a different situation.
Yeah.
You get a little more leeway.
Chris, can you bring me a towel?
Can I befuddle you?
Okay. Between that and the bag and fussing, I got to make a note. Hang on. Edit that part out. You know what's going to happen if we ever do an uncut pod?
What?
You won't be able to say it on there. Like, you won't. Like, you won't have a slip-up if we did it that way.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well,
but here, you get wild.
When you see, what was that? Hold on. I want to see exactly what that phrase, so I want to defend that a little bit. Because, you know, when you read words, like, I noticed Edith was having a tough time with, in one of the lines, it has numbers written out as words.
Oh, yeah.
So to read a 7 and a 7, you would say a 77, but to read 77, it just looks weird. I always hate in commercials when they write out the letters. It just looks like, well, that don't make sense. What was the part? I don't remember.
Was it the bag part, or is it the?
A lot of people did agree with that, but I don't know when you're supposed to stock the store. I don't know what the busy time would be.
Well, they got to do it during the day. Those roll tainers, man.
with the big green clampy things.
Plus, they can't really order. They get everything at once. So you're going to have a lot of bag stock.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? Oh yeah. I forgot. You spent some time there.
They send the whole case to you.
He knows.
Remember the funny story about that? Fat Boy was back when they started doing the highlighters so you could see if a $100 bill was real.
Yeah. Now, this was the one at the hood, too. Like, it was real. It was hood adjacent, you could say.
Someone had just put a regular highlighter by the register, and Fat Boy was highlighting people's $100 bills.
Yeah.
Not knowing if they were real or not.
Well, a couple.
He's just using a regular highlighter.
Oh, God.
A couple had passed. Yeah. So,
some fakies.
Luckily, at the time, the manager was going to quit anyway, so you know, they didn't really care.
They've already probably figured out a way to do that now too.
I'm like, look, I apologize. I don't know what happened. There was a highlighter here. Somebody wanted to buy some grape, you know, blunts.
I didn't think there'd be that big of a deal with fake bills.
There's also a woman's bag sitting beside the steps. That's the line.
But that bag was a little full.
Yeah, the bag was full. Yeah. That happens, you know. I ain't gonna,
you just get into it, man.
I ain't gonna, you know, slip of the tongue. Ah, it happens.
I just wish you could let it go through. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Just give us one. We're all adults here. I mean, Trump, J.D. Vance, they'll all use the S word casually.
You know, in formal settings. I was watching, I told you I watched one episode. I'm not binging it because it's nice to like. I love sitting down to watch television and already know what I'm going to watch. I love that because the 31 flavors. I mean, times 100x now. It's that's redundant, isn't it? Times 100x.
Yep.
So when you know. But anyway, the point. The Unreal show with the WWE. They say the S word over and over again to the point where I'm like, yes, exactly. Like, it's not a big deal.
Plus, that has changed, right? We have to redefine what is obscene.
We can, so is. This is a great conversation. We can evolve, you know, Edith and I were having a fun conversation off the air because she said, can I say this word? And I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why either. And you know, we're
it was MF and CS or
something. No, it was not. It had nothing to do with the Confederate States. But nevertheless, we shorten words, but then you can't shorten words. You know what I mean? You get to examples with that. You know, it could be you want to shorten a country's name.
Dude,
you can't do it.
You can say kitties all day long.
Right.
Look at those beautiful kitties. Those are some fat kitties, man.
Yes.
Look at those fat kitties.
I love.
There's kitty's black and one's white.
Oh, my gosh.
You got mixed kitties.
It's like the Moor's hand or leg, whatever it was. Remember that story? It was great.
Hey, did you see that? I kind of feel bad for him. So when Spain wins the World Cup, Trump goes down there to celebrate with him, I guess because, you know, we're a host country.
No, well, they gave him their peace prize.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, they cut him out of the picture when they reposted it to their social media.
Well, you know what? Good on him for not being the CEO that stands dead center. Because, you know what I mean? Oh, that is...
Did you see the White House put him back in it, though? They put him back in the
picture. They airbrushed him?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a tit for tat.
Oh, now I got to see
tit
that.
Tit for tat. Sorry.
I got to see that now. That's not cool. Who did that? Lamine Yamal?
Also, have you ever
seen... I'm going to Haywood Lamal later. If you know.
Have you ever seen Melania's dad before?
Oh.
Now, you may not
Where's
see
he from?
It. Or is she from Slovenia? I think she is.
I'm not sure.
I think she's from the same country Luka Doncic is. Look at a picture of her dad and see if you notice anything.
Okay, now I'm going
to... Because I'm not going to tell you what people are saying. I want to see if you pick up on it.
Okay, now I see the picture of Trump being in and out. Yeah, he's also doing double fists. Like, did he think that we won?
I don't know, but I think he stayed for the... Well, obviously, he stayed for the whole match.
Like, he's doing, like... Both hands, like he's going down the hill on Thunder Road. I know it's not there anymore, but I love it, and I reference that roller coaster all the time. Get over it.
I think we just won. Did we win?
And now I'm going to look at Melania's dad.
Okay.
I'm surprised he's alive, just because I've never
heard anything about him.
Yeah, I didn't know he existed, to be honest with you.
And they didn't show him in the Netflix special? documentary?
I did not see that one, but
Dude,
I didn't see it.
Trump playing Trump in that is great. Like, he's literally playing Trump as Trump.
Playing himself.
Yeah. Victor Novs.
Are you looking at a picture? Look at the picture.
Okay, let me look at the picture. Let me do the image, sir.
Let me know if you...
Okay, what I'm supposed to see, like, he has the body type of Chris Christie.
Does he look like anybody to you? Because people are making comparisons, so he looks a lot like...
He looks a lot like Trump.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Holy moly.
Now, there's a picture of them standing beside each other.
Dude, kinda... I have that exact picture on my screen right now. They're wearing the same tie.
And he's...
not connected or anything, but, you know, the same pattern.
He's not quite as tall as Trump, but they're both big.
They're both big dude, fatties.
Gay businessmen should do that. They're in a relationship. They should wear one tie that's connected.
What? Where is it connected?
To each other.
Like a double...
You tie the tie around you, and then I droop it around, and then I tie it around me. It's like a sophisticated bondage type thing.
You know, I got a buddy I just found out is gay. I'm going to run these questions by him and see if...
I was going to say, Joseph Gay Banks would be interested in handling this.
See if it's feasible.
Offered. Yeah.
I was looking at that picture. I'm like, I guess I see it maybe a little bit.
Well, they say... What is it they say about a woman? A woman falls in love with a man that reminds her of her dad, which is...
True.
But weird.
Sometimes.
Yeah, because if the reverse of that... Think about that.
It's not an Oedipus complex or whatever it's called.
Oedipus.
No.
I didn't know.
I mean, if that was true, I'd go after Marines, but I kind of like men in uniform just because I
even I don't if know they're why. Salvation Army?
Like, what kind of uniform?
Yeah, what kind of uniform?
Well, I mean, my dad was a Marine. I married a firefighter.
Yeah.
Well, you're not talking like a Terminix uniform or something like that? Mm-mm. Post office?
Could you have dated an arsonist by chance?
No, I probably...
She thought about it for a moment, though.
Why would I? That would break my heart.
People make mistakes,
no,
you know?
I would
their
never,
post office uniform
I would never,
is...
Because I would put someone at risk.
I got a buddy of mine that's a carrier. And I'm like, you're lucky you're already married to a good-looking woman because you wouldn't get laid in the post office outfit.
Paige likes a man in a vintage Hugo Boss suit, she said.
Oh, yeah.
That could be nice.
Yeah, you like that? Oh. Something from, like, maybe, I don't know, back there in the Art Deco times, like the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what color? Dark, a little bit of red on there too.
Certain patches, maybe. Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Hugo Boss designed the Nazi uniforms page.
Oh, how would I know that?
Who designed ours?
I'm not a Nazi.
Ralph Lauren?
No.
Somebody like
God, that's a solid question. We know more about the others than we know.
I don't know. I hope it was somebody comparable, like on that level, not like Bugle Boy. Or
who was our fashionista then? Who designed... American.
Because they probably made them do it, just like we made, was it Ford make ventilators or all the car companies make ventilators during COVID?
Well, like the military basically stole the Jeep from them. Or not stole it, but said, hey, we'd like to order a bunch.
Who started putting ducks on the dash?
Jeep people.
you can't say it.
A guy named Howard. The first, wow, I mean, this is it's one of those things where I've, according to AI overview, George Washington himself, come on, we got to quit doing all
this. Just like they said, they got his uniform in the Smithsonian or whatever.
That could very well be. But this whole thing, like, I had a whole thing on Instagram. You know, Instagram used to be pretty docile and chill. And then until you comment on something that disrupts somebody the wrong way. So it's one of these things I
follow. God forbid you try to join the breastfeeding group. It's the end of the world.
So they had a video. It was a video of Thomas Edison on vacation. You know, it was kind of cool, you know, choppy video or whatever. And I put on there, the biggest thief in history. Because he did. Like, he bought inventions or stole them.
He's a patent troll.
Yeah. But he's looked at as an event. He was a business guy. He went in and bought and sold and blah, blah, blah. So, oh my God, these people that just went and roasted me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I ain't even going to defend it. I could link you to all this stuff that proves it. But George Washington doing all this and designed the uniforms too?
People won't look into it. If he designed our uniform, he couldn't have.
How? God, when did he have the time?
Where would they have made him?
He was on the front of the boat crossing the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
In Delaware, just drawing up blueprints of... first off, that should...
Who made them in World War II? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Was it Belk? Was it LA Gear? Like, Adidas?
Whoa.
Was it Goodwin?
Well, no, I don't recognize the name. Maria, it's a lady. Crum, K-R-U-M.
Oh, so no name brand, really.
No. No, you know what you're hoping to say, like Levi's trousers or something? That,
yeah, that's what I was hoping it was. Somebody like, you know, or David Spade wallets, whatever he makes.
That's Kate. And no, are they related?
I think they were, actually.
David and Kate.
But she's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm. You just turned into, like, freaking... What was that show? Okay, hold on. I'm trying to read it at the same time. Very difficult to do. I know. I bring it up, and now I'm trying to like
figure out what a pooch needle is.
civilian fashion designer. Okay, that's who she was. Who cares?
Yeah, nobody good.
God bless.
Who makes them now? I can't keep asking you this stuff because we got to go to break. But...
No, I'll look that up. You know, it's a government contract. Like it's probably Lockheed Martin fashion.
Because you got to buy your own stuff.
Who? No, you don't.
Remember when I was going to go to the Army, they're like, you get a signing bonus. Well, that was your first year's pay up front, and you still have to buy your own uniforms. It might have changed, but that's what it was then.
Nobody gets credit. Like, you notice that now. Like,
it's hard to get.
Well, I don't mean like for credit cards, but no. I mean like it just says now.
Shout out Indigo.
U.S. militaries are strategically designed by the U.S. Army Natick Soldier Research, Development, and Engineering Center.
I need like a Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, somebody like that, yeah. Like a name.
Yeah.
Okay. Give our boys some good threads to wear.
Whoa, this is solid right here. This brings it all
home. All I know is no. Ralph Lauren did the Olympics.
There was a government contract at one time. Most of the textiles for U.S. militaries came from Millikan and Company.
Oh,
nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right up the road.
Making socks, too.
Spartanburg.
I'm going to go there today and get a shirt.
They have an alternative park. It's all kinds of things.
It's alternative.
KP1's. Now, at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is a little chillax music. This is pretty much an instrumental.
It sounds like royalty-free music that would be playing while you wait on a live stream to start.
God, it does.
I like the one that... Is it HBO Max again? Is that what it is? Or is it just HBO?
Okay. They went back to HBO Max.
So when you're watching...
M-A-C-K-S.
Home Box Office Maximum, the music for the live streams, it's kind of like it puts you in this like very relaxed zone almost to the point where, boy, y'all better hurry and start or I'm going to fall asleep.
I'm gonna stretch the gimmick or go to sleep one, right?
Oh, very relaxing. By the way, tomorrow, it's new.
Well, I mean, it would be brand new.
Yeah, okay, so it's a brand new... Damn, Mattman, you making me feel old tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes. Because there's some stuff that happened this week many years ago that you literally going to be like, there is no freaking way. And don't Google it early. You ruined the surprise.
Let me tell you a couple I saw for today. Because, you know, you'll get like, you'll look on the internet, historical fact, not even historical, but like, you know, back in the day, whatever. Yeah. So, and this is, like, I wasn't going to pay much attention to it. But it was a big Mandela effect for me, at least. Do you know it's been 42 years, 42, in 1984, that Vanessa Williams had to give up her title to Miss America?
Man.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember why, right?
Because she posed Playboy. Nude.
She did pose nude. Guess
not
what?
Playboy, but before.
I thought it was Playboy, too. It was not Playboy.
Penthouse?
It was Penthouse.
Wow.
And then I'm like, this can't be right. Guess what? I looked into it. It definitely was Penthouse.
You went home and searched your collection?
I did it here. Let me archives. Show you a picture.
See, yeah, you find her on the back page. She's in Crotches in the Crowd.
Was it naughty?
Look at this freaking picture. I can't make
that
it
was a
better.
Fun Sports Illustrated joke I just made that maybe three people got, but that's fun.
Well, they ripped, they made fake articles. That was one of the pictures in the pictorial.
Oh, gosh. No way.
Yeah, it was.
Man,
she and there's another one too. Let me go back.
She's
and
perched on a chair, and some guy looks like he's getting ready to smooch her right there. Oh no!
Oh my God!
Look at that one.
Great, Daddy. That's very artistic, though. She's now perched on a bar stool, and a lady's kneeled before her.
But I heard she did the shoot, but it wasn't published or something.
There's only so many artistic ways you can look like that lady's looking for like she lost something. God, not only does she pose naked, she posed with a naked woman, and they're doing stuff, dude.
Well, it looks like she's motorboating her crack.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I can see.
I mean, that's fair to say.
And the other ones are just, well, okay, that one's...
God, and so that is a Mandela effect. But, you know, I would love some deep research looked into this, and I don't even know how you would do it, but just kind of wish... This is those times when I wish I was still in therapy, just so I could say, like when I went in there I have to go every 6 months just for a regular checkup. And
yeah, okay. Well, you answered my question.
What?
Did they reach back out to you like, hey, how you doing? You've been gone for a little while.
How you doing?
Do you need us again? We're always here.
Or my doctor?
Therapy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't like your doctor, but that's another story.
I mean,
story.
Did you just stop going, or did you tell them you want to
go? Oh, no,
to
yeah, I told her. I said I feel as though we're... it wasn't a shot on her, because her job is to, you know, she calls them the touch points. So if this touch point over here is pretty good, sometimes she would go back and start talking about the other touch points, like, how are you doing on this? And I'm like, I feel like it was bringing up stuff that I
get that.
Wanted to get past.
There are things I don't want to ever revisit.
Yeah.
In my life.
But that'd be one of the things where I say, what do you think about that? Are we as a species getting dumber? And I don't mean necessarily like Idiocracy dumb, but the instant gratification of knowing a fact or Googling something, but then never remembering. So it could be one of those things where
we
associated nude magazines with Playboy, not any, like Kleenex, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who would... You would think somebody of her ilk at that time, if you had the option. Penthouse was not going to be the first choice.
Penthouse was the one where they wanted to get in Playboy, but Playboy didn't yeah. want them.
Like, that's what they had to take. Yeah, your point had, about...
I mean, they're picky with Playboy. You've got to...
Your point about the dumbing down.
Yeah.
Don't you get to a point where you're like, do I want to retain this information? Do I want to look into it? Or am I just like, you know, you let some stuff fly?
Well, some, you know, I it varies. So, for instance, I have... Somebody else told me this the other day. I was like, thank you, because I'm the same way. I will ask, you know, in some kind of maybe a business setting or a interaction with a listener or whatever, hey, what's your name?
Oh, yes.
And then I won't listen.
Like, there's a trick to that. There's a mentalist, and I forget his name. He tells you the trick to that. It's like you have to say it twice, and then you'll never forget it. But it's not like you just say it. Like, there's an activity to it that gives you the repetition. Like
my buddy, Old Money, his name's Jamie. But so we get that card show, and I was introducing him to somebody. I said, this is my buddy. Let me call him by his Instagram name. I can't remember his real name right now. That's at Old Money Cards, you know.
Like, if my name was Maggot, you would have to say it back twice to remember it, to like to retain it. So you wouldn't forget the hate.
I'd probably rhyme it with something I thought about.
The
Rise Guys.
They make
me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.